Here's the ethical dilemma at the heart of the stem cell debate. Is it morally defensible to create an embryo and then destroy it in the process of developing a stem cell that could possibly cure diabetes? So far, it's a hypothetical dilemma since all the stem cells being developed now come from extra embryos discarded by couples who created them for use in in vitro fertilization. If they're not used to create a pregnancy, the argument goes, then why not use them for stem cell research? But a different kind of ethical dilemma will arise if the technology fulfills its promise and results in cells that will be in great demand for curing disease. Medical ethicist Therese Lysaut of the University of Dayton says that market demand could force poor women to bear the burden of creating these new cures.
If history is any indicator, one can reasonably bet that it will be the bodies of poor women of color who will bear the burden of repeated cycles of hormone shots, surgical egg retrieval, and the unknown risks that attend high doses of fertility hormones.
But Norman Faust, who heads the UW's Bioethics Advisory Committee, argues there are plenty of women willing to donate their eggs, and it's hypocritical of feminists to argue otherwise.
There are women who serve as surrogate mothers who find it incredibly satisfying and rewarding, who do it for nothing. There are others who do it for pay. The risk of that is far greater than egg donation is likely to be. It's been a problem for feminist theory to say, we don't think you should do that. We're going to restrict your liberty to use your body the way you want.
While Faust and Lysaut disagree on the gender politics of stem cell research, they agree that the medical promise of stem cells may be overblown. It will likely be a decade or more before any viable therapies from stem cells will be available. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.